The Daily News Briefing by Article. The day's top stories, concise and to the point.
Welcome to today's podcast. We're covering the major news stories from Germany, and I'll be focusing on political developments, while you'll be handling the economic and sports sections, right?
That's correct. I'll take you through the economic matters, and then we'll wrap up with sports. So let's start with politics. There's been quite a significant incident at Leipzig-Halle Airport. Can you tell us what happened?
Well, on the 6th of August, 2026, Federal Interior Minister Alexander Dobrindt from the CSU addressed what he's calling an attack at Leipzig-Halle Airport involving an explosive drone. According to Dobrindt, this appears to be the work of highly professional perpetrators, and he's not ruling out the involvement of what he terms foreign powers.
That sounds like a serious escalation. What exactly makes him characterize this as particularly professional?
Dobrindt described this as a hybrid attack scenario during a press conference held at the airport that evening. He stated that such hybrid threat situations require very professional preparation and execution. According to the minister, this kind of operation needs a high level of technical expertise and experience in handling explosives. He also indicated that the explosive material used is believed to be military grade.
So we're talking about sophisticated materials and expertise. Has there been any confirmation about who might be behind this?
Not at this point. The investigation is ongoing, and while Dobrindt mentioned the possibility of foreign powers being involved, no specific attribution has been made. The use of the term hybrid suggests he's considering state-sponsored or state-supported actors, but that remains speculation at this stage.
I see. Now, there's also been discussion about infrastructure challenges, specifically regarding water levels in German waterways. What's the situation there?
Yes, that's another significant issue. Today in Bonn, economic associations are meeting with the new federal transport minister, Stefan Bilger, from the CDU, to discuss the extreme low water levels in the Rhine and other waterways. Representatives from industry, ports, and inland shipping have been invited to this meeting.
What are they hoping to achieve?
The goal is to exchange views on how effective previous measures have been and what can currently be done to address the crisis. Low water levels have serious implications for cargo transport and the broader economy, so this is quite a pressing matter.
Absolutely. Now, shifting to domestic politics, there's an interesting debate emerging about Germany's next head of state. What can you tell us about that?
The call for a woman to become Germany's next head of state is growing louder. Following statements from leading SPD politicians, influential CDU politicians are now also speaking out in favor of electing a woman as the successor to federal president Frank-Walter Steinmeier next year. Baden-Württemberg's minister president Cem Özdemir from the Greens has also advocated for such a move.
Who specifically has voiced support for this?
Union Parliamentary Group leader Thorsten Frey made it clear that he personally hopes for a woman in the highest state office. He told the Funke Media Group, "It would be nice if Frank-Walter Steinmeier were followed by a woman. I would personally wish for that." He had previously told Welt TV that a man should also be possible for the office, which drew clear opposition from the SPD. But now he's clarifying his position.
What qualities is he looking for in a candidate?
Frey said that fundamentally, the candidate should be a strong, established personality who enjoys a high level of approval among the population. When asked about CSU politician Ilse Aigner, who had been brought into the conversation by CSU leader Markus Söder, Frey responded that Ilse Aigner, as an experienced, qualified, and popular politician, would undoubtedly be suitable for the office of federal president. I esteem her extraordinarily.
Has anyone else been mentioned as a potential candidate?
Yes. When asked whether Hesse's minister president Boris Rhein from the CDU would make a good head of state, Frey said, "Boris Rhein is a strong minister president and an irreproachable personality. There is not the slightest doubt that he could be a good head of state." The newspaper Bild had recently reported that Rhein's name is being mentioned increasingly frequently in government and union circles.
And what about other voices within the CDU?
CDU Deputy Chair Sylvia Brera is also strongly advocating for electing a woman to the top of the state next year. She told Focus magazine, "We need, especially in these challenging times when polarization is increasing and radical forces are gaining support, a countermodel in the federal presidential office, a person who is empathetic, has a positive charisma, and can actually reach people." She noted that especially women combine these important characteristics and added, "It is time that a woman with these qualities becomes federal president."
What's the Green Party's position?
Baden-Württemberg's Minister President Cem Özdemir said that electing a woman would be a signal. He told the Funke newspapers, "After 12 men in the office of federal president, I would find it a strong and important sign if Germany had its first female federal president for the first time, because there are so many outstanding women in our country who bring the experience, the authority, and the unifying power for this office." Similar statements had previously been made by leading SPD politicians.
When will this decision be made?
Steinmeier's successor will be elected on the 30th of January next year by the Federal Assembly. Steinmeier himself cannot run again after two terms. The right to propose candidates lies with the union, but they and the SPD have agreed to make a joint proposal. This is scheduled to happen after the state elections in September, when the exact composition of the Federal Assembly will be known. The Assembly consists of the 630 Bundestag members and an equal number of representatives from the 16 federal states.
Now, there's been some controversy involving entertainer Dieter Hallervorden in Saxony-Anhalt's election campaign. What's that about?
Saxony-Anhalt's Minister President Sven Scholze sees the discussed appearance of actor Dieter Hallervorden in the CDU election campaign as an important sign for freedom of speech. Scholze, who is the CDU's top candidate, told Bild, "Dieter Hallervorden is someone who is popular throughout Germany. If I can no longer stand on a stage with Hallervorden, where does that end eventually?" He added, "Let's get back to being able to have different opinions, even very harsh in the debate, but still respect each other."
What exactly has Hallervorden been doing?
In a discussion format titled Culture Needs Freedom, the actor and the minister president have stood on stage together four times since late July with a moderator. The 90-year-old cabaret artist and actor has used these appearances for sharp criticism of the course taken by the CDU and SPD and the federal government. He also refers to Israel policy, which he had criticized earlier. In a background video for one of his singing performances, a photo of a demonstration with the inscription "Stop the Genocide in Gaza" is briefly visible.
How has the CDU leadership responded to this?
CDU General Secretary Franziska Hopermann told Bild, "For Germany CDU, it's very clear. There is no genocide in Gaza. We stand on the side of Israel and Ukraine in the fight against terror and aggression." She continued, "We stand for freedom of opinion and art, but there are limits here too, or at least art must live with clear contradiction."
What was Scholz's response to that?
Scholz told Bild, "I don't want to leave it to the AfD to claim that you can only express your opinion with them. That's complete nonsense. Here we show how it works, that I stand on stage with someone who doesn't speak to please me, and that the freedom of expression that we fought for is also allowed." The day after the controversial appearance, the head of government and top candidate had rhetorically asked with regard to himself, "Can he hold an event where Dieter Hallervorden sings such a song? I say yes, because that's actually what I imagine. I don't want to have and don't want to govern a state as minister president where I feel like, hopefully, they all say what I say. Rather, I also want to have opposition."
What's Hallervorden's motivation for getting involved in the campaign?
Hallervorden is participating in the election campaign to prevent an AfD government after the state election on the 6th of September. According to the latest Infratest DMAP poll for MDR, WDR, the Magdeburger Volksstimme, and the Mitteldeutsche Zeitung, the AfD, with 41%, continues to lead significantly ahead of the CDU, with 24%. The AfD, which is classified as definitively right-wing extremist by the State Constitutional Protection Agency in Saxony-Anhalt, aims to appoint a minister president of a federal state for the first time. It should be noted that polls only reflect the opinion at the time of the survey and are not predictions of election outcomes.
Moving on, there's also been discussion about health prevention in Germany. What are the medical associations saying?
The head of the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians, Andreas Gassen, believes that people in Germany are often heavier in international comparison, smoke more, and exercise less. He told the Neue Osnabrücker Zeitung that the new federal health minister, Carsten Linnemann from the CDU, must address this and demanded a fresh start in prevention. Gassen said it would be necessary to go much more into daycare centers and schools so that children learn early to eat healthily, move a lot, and get out of self-destructive consumption patterns.
Are there any international political developments worth noting?
Yes, U.S. President Donald Trump has once again spoken out in favor of an agreement with Iran. In a speech to supporters in Las Vegas, the Republican said, "I would rather make a deal because I don't want to kill people. I don't want to kill people." He did not provide information on the current status of possible talks, saying only that they are talking and we'll see what happens. Trump had previously raised hopes that the Strait of Hormuz, important for oil transport, could be opened on Wednesday or Thursday.
And finally, there's a safety-related announcement coming today?
Correct. The German Lifesaving Association, known as DLRG, is providing an interim report on swimming fatalities today. The organization will present at 10 o'clock in Dusseldorf how many people have died in and around water so far this year. This is particularly relevant during summer when most people seek cooling in bodies of water, where dangers can arise and situations can become fatal.
Thank you for that comprehensive political overview. Now, before we move to sports, I should mention that we don't have specific economic news items in today's briefing, so we'll proceed directly to the sports section. There's an interesting development in German football. Frank Schmidt, the long-serving coach of FC Heidenheim, has made statements about his future. What's the situation there?
Well, tell me what you've learned about Schmidt's plans.
Coach Frank Schmidt is maintaining his likely departure from FC Heidenheim at the end of this season, just before the start of the second Bundesliga. The 52-year-old told the German press agency, "Fundamentally, the statement stands that it will presumably be my last season." However, Schmidt is leaving himself a way out for potentially staying, adding, "In football, one should fundamentally never say never."
What led to this decision?
The past 2 years, which included a relegation battle in the Bundesliga, winless streaks, and numerous setbacks, have taken their toll on him. Schmidt said, "One shouldn't forget that the last 2 years were exhausting. They were great, but there were still many failures." He continued, "And it's not like I can plug myself into an outlet in the evening and recharge myself and it passes by without a trace." At the end of April, even before the first division relegation was confirmed, Schmidt had first indicated his departure at the end of his contract in 2027.
How has the club responded?
In summer 2025, after successfully surviving the relegation playoff, Schmidt had declined a previously customary early contract extension. The club is fighting to keep Schmidt and, according to its own statements, is not dealing with possible successors. CEO Holger Sonnwald, age 59, did not specify a time frame for when Schmidt must decide whether he will extend after all. Sonnwald told the German press agency, "As long as he speaks of it, presumably being his last season, we will certainly make every effort to get him to extend again and not concern ourselves with anyone else." He said they would certainly find the right time during the season to talk about the future.
How long has Schmidt been with Heidenheim?
The Heidenheim-born Schmidt took over the head coach position at FCH in September 2007. He led the club from the Oberliga all the way to the Bundesliga. They're starting the new season against VfL Osnabrück on Saturday at 1 p.m., which will be broadcast on Sky.
And what about international football news?
There's been significant turmoil at FIFA. The leadership of the World Football Association around the heavily criticized FIFA president Gianni Infantino has demonstrated unity after an emergency meeting in the Moroccan capital, Rabat. FIFA General Secretary Matthias Grabstrom and the attending members of the management board reaffirmed their unreserved support for Infantino as the sole official elected by the 211 FIFA member associations, according to a statement.
What triggered this crisis meeting?
The Swedish official Grabstrom had recently lamented in an internal email to FIFA employees a sad and reprehensible series of events, as well as turmoil in light of the failed plan to sell World Cup rights to investors. FIFA also admitted errors in the investor plans. There was agreement that it was not intended to give the FIFA Council and FIFA member associations the feeling of being excluded from the process and that the process should have been handled differently, the statement continued.
How serious is the situation for Infantino?
Infantino had recently caused a wave of outrage in the football world when the plans became known. The FIFA chief did relent and discarded the idea, but fierce resistance is forming against him, especially in Europe. The current crisis could mean the end of Infantino's now 10-year tenure as FIFA president. Regarding the harsh criticism, the World Association stated, "FIFA will not tolerate any attacks on its integrity and will take all necessary measures to defend its reputation."
There was also another controversy reported, wasn't there?
Yes, a report by The Times caused further stir. The newspaper wrote that Infantino had promised Morocco the hosting of the 2030 World Cup final, which was immediately denied by the World Football Association. According to The Times, the final should take place in the new Hassan II Stadium with 115,000 seats in Casablanca, according to the wishes of the heavily criticized FIFA boss.
That would be quite controversial, I imagine.
Indeed. This would be a major affront to Spain and thus also Europe, which had harshly attacked Infantino in recent days after the controversial and now discarded investor deal. Spain is hosting the 2030 World Cup together with Portugal and Morocco. Additionally, the first three matches will take place in South America, specifically Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay.
How did FIFA respond?
The World Association stated, "It is false and misleading to claim that the FIFA president made any promise regarding the hosting of the final of the FIFA Football World Cup 2030. A decision will be made by FIFA in due course." Notably, Infantino and Grafstrom sat next to each other in the evening on the tribune at the Africa Cup of Nations women's match between Malawi and Zambia, demonstrating this unity.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's podcast. We've covered significant political developments, including the drone incident at Leipzig-Halle Airport, the growing calls for a female head of state in Germany, and the controversy surrounding Haller-Vorden's campaign appearances. We also looked at sports news with Frank Schmidt's potential departure from Heidenheim and the ongoing crisis at FIFA.
Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back with more news tomorrow.
This was the Daily News Briefing by Articly. The content of this podcast is based on well-researched news reports from top journalists. With the help of artificial intelligence, we produce the podcast and bring it to life through synthetic voices. We apologize for any errors or inaccuracies that may occur. We assume no liability for mistakes. Thank you for your spirit of innovation and your understanding. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.